Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Sudeman of Stone Axe. Arlen's, we look at the trade. We're off highs today in soybeans and spring wheat. That corn market dipping a little bit lower as well. Got that good crop condition rating here for corn, but you could, you know, take that stacked with the hot and dry forecast, and I would have to think that's kind of the push-pull we're seeing right now. Can you explain a little bit?
You take a bunch of fund managers controlling billions of dollars of investment funds trying to trade commodities, and specifically you mentioned corn, when most of them don't know what a corn plant looks like unless they happen to see Field of Dreams or something like that. And they're going to lean heavy on the technical signals, and then it comes down to which technical signals you follow. But some of them that are widely followed by the trade suggest that this is a market that did what it needed to in going up, but now needs to go back down and make new lows or get close to those old lows that it put in here a week or two ago before it can go higher. Will the fundamentals support that or not? And that's a question the market is wrestling with. Certainly, we had the crop ratings you mentioned that were good. From a historical standpoint, they weren't the highest that we've seen, but they were certainly in that category, showing that we've got adequate topsoil moisture for the young crop to get started. Now, the question is, where do we go from here? The correlation between these early crop ratings and the final yield is extremely low. It doesn't take much moisture to make a crop look good now. I was just looking at the precipitation ranks by climate district for the country since April 1st, noting that we have extremes across the Midwest. For example, if you look at West Central Illinois, it's been one of the wetter two-month periods on record. But just a couple hundred miles to the north in Northeast Iowa, it's been one of the driest two-month periods on record, and that's been the overall bias across the north, is that it has been dry over the past couple of months or in a period when we normally fill the soil profile with moisture to carry us through the summer when moisture oftentimes falls short of crop needs. So can we get through the summer? Yes, we can still produce a good crop, but everything has to go well. Now enter the forecast, expecting that bias in the north, rains holding to the southern part of the country for much of the month of June, with heat building in across the north, with triple-digit record heat expected in the northern plains by the end of this week. We might see a different story in those crop ratings a couple of weeks from now.
Arlen, I'd love your thoughts on the JBS cyber attack. It seems like most of those plants coming back online here today. Cattle futures responding, trading higher. Hogs a little bit lower, though. I would assume we're still seeing plenty of fallout from that JBS cyber attack here today.
Again, the board trying to get a handle on the fundamentals of Rellet. We could pull choice cuts down $75 probably and not change the cash price of the market too much. The JBS problems were significant in that they account for better than 20% of our processing capacity at a time when our cattle processing capacity was a real problem. We couldn't process enough cattle. We were losing our currency, getting overweight cattle because we couldn't process enough relative to the strong demand for product, and this just set us back even further. The good news is that JBS was able to recover much quicker than what the oil pipeline, Colonial Oil Pipeline, was able to do, and that should minimize the longer-term impact and get us going again. I think we're seeing more of a psychological bump in the cattle futures today because unless the packers choose to pay more, I doubt that we're going to see much change in the cash market until we get down the line and see these numbers seasonally decline below levels that the packers are able to handle from a capacity standpoint.
That's comments with Arlen Sudeman of Stone Axe. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. We'll recap the day's market trade and more fallout from that JBS cyber attack. We'll get Mike's thoughts on that and much more coming up this afternoon on the full episode of Market Talk. This has been the Market Talk Morning Update for Wednesday, June 2nd. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.